live, and you can dial in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So to start things out here tonight, your calls, of course, are the primary element. If you make them, otherwise we talk about things interesting to us. Now, a few days back on the program, we got wind that there was going to be a study coming out from the Cato Institute about drug decriminalization in Portugal. And it has come out, and it's like a 30-page long study. Glenn Greenwald from Salon, I believe from Salon, was the guy to put it together. And you can download the full shebang and read it at your leisure, but I was waiting and to talk about it until we got a summary, a nice little executive summary, because that just works better for radio. And Scientific American has it, SciAM.com, SCIAM.com, reporting that in the face of a growing number of deaths and cases of HIV linked to drug abuse, the Portuguese government back in 2001 tried a new tack to get a handle on the problem. It decriminalized the use and possession of heroin, cocaine, marijuana, LSD, and other illicit street drugs. They did total decriminalization of possession.
Possession.
Right. So it's still illegal to deal these products in Portugal, but it's no longer illegal to possess and to use these products. And, of course, over the years on Free Talk Live, we have talked about the drug issue so many times. It's my pet issue. Ending the war on drugs, I think, is one of the most sensible things that could happen as far as policy in this country is
it's
concerned.
It's sensible. I don't know what it would accomplish.
It would accomplish
putting people in jail that don't deserve to be there.
It would also accomplish a dramatically safer situation in virtually any place in this country, considering it's the war on drugs that is the greatest contributor to violent crime in America. So it would accomplish an awful lot if we were to. It would also keep drug users safer as well.
It won't return our Fourth Amendment to us, I can tell you that.
Nope, that's true.
It's gone.
It would keep drug users safer. Those who have died as of overdoses, because of overdoses, would be much less likely to die because they'd be getting a quality product created in the marketplace by a legitimate producer under quality control conditions. And so, yes, Mark, there are a lot of reasons why drug legalization or drug decriminalization is going to help society. But people will call in and they'll say things like, well, then if we decriminalize drugs, then more people will use drugs. More kids will get their hands on drugs, ignoring, of course, the fact that teenagers today have an easier time getting marijuana than they do alcohol, pointing out that the legal drug, alcohol, is actually more difficult to get for teenagers. Not that it's that much more difficult. I'm sure plenty of teens have no problem getting alcohol, but nonetheless, let's see what Portugal's experience has been, because if you believe the drug warriors, decriminalization will result in addicts on every street corner and even more addicted teenagers and more violence and just, you know, the crumbling of society.
Right, and one thing that we should point out is that, the proposal of total drug legalization, this doesn't meet that in the sense that you still have, drugs are criminal to sell, so therefore you're not going to have the purity issue is not going to be addressed. Likely the end user is still going to be getting a shoddy product that could likely kill them with a dosage that they can't measure, but it does address a lot of the other issues.
So here are some of the details from Scientific American.
It really doesn't affect price too much either.
If it were decriminalized on the user level?
Decriminalizing it on the user level doesn't affect the price that much because the people taking the risk for selling it are still taking the same risk.
Yes, that's probably all true. But nonetheless, what were some of the observations? Well, according to Scientific American, 5 years later, after they decriminalized it, the number of deaths from street drug overdoses dropped from around 400 to 290 annually. Hmm. And the number of new HIV cases caused by using dirty needles to inject heroin, cocaine, or other illegal substances plummeted from nearly 1,400 in the year 2000 to about 400 in 2006.
That is a plummet. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, when you're thinking about this, that could be your son or daughter having sex with that person with HIV. You know, it happens. And so that's some way that your family has been affected by this, if we were in Portugal, which, of course, the United States government is, I don't know. I don't see them doing this kind of radical change anytime soon.
Oh, I don't either. But nonetheless, I'm bringing this information out not to convince the United States government, because I doubt they're listening, but to hopefully bring you on board if you have had some questions about drug decriminalization. Maybe you were one of those folks that said, well, I can understand marijuana, but what about those hard drugs? Well, it's,
here's why.
Yeah, these are some of the reasons. So instead of being put into prison, according to Glenn Greenwald, the author of the report, former New York State constitutional litigator, he said during a press briefing, instead of being put into prison, addicts are going to get going to treatment centers, and they're learning how to control their drug usage or getting off drugs entirely. One of the reasons why people don't go and get help today in this country is because they're afraid. They're afraid of being arrested. They're afraid of being forced into some sort of program that they didn't necessarily want to get into. And they don't want to identify themselves as a drug user because of all of the negative consequences that will come from that.
And then when they do get arrested, they're forced into one of these treatment programs that they don't want to be in. So it makes it completely useless to even go in the first place.
Right, whereas in a decriminalized situation, they can choose from whatever treatment programs are out there, and they can choose for themselves to go in and talk to these people, and they don't have any fear of the doctor walking out the door and bringing a policeman back in with him and taking him off to a jail cell.
Yeah, if you've ever been in the situation or known anybody in the situation where they've had a bad reaction to a drug and they have to go to the hospital, my God, that's a scary situation, and it's really not that much different going to looking for help. They expect to go to jail after that.
Under the Portuguese plan, penalties for people caught dealing and trafficking drugs are unchanged. Dealers are still jailed and subjected to fines depending on the crime, but people caught using or possessing small amounts, defined as the amount needed for 10 days of personal use, are brought before what's called or what's known as a dissuasion commission, an administrative body created by the 2001 law. Each three-person commission includes at least one lawyer or judge and one health care or social services worker. The panel has the option of recommending treatment, a small fine, or no sanction. Peter Reuter, a criminologist at the University of Maryland, says he's skeptical decriminalization was the sole reason drug use slid in Portugal, noting that another factor, especially among teens, was a global decline in marijuana use. By the same token, he notes that critics were wrong in their warnings that decriminalizing drugs would make Lisbon a drug mecca. He said that drug decriminalization did reach its primary goal in Portugal of reducing the health consequences of drug use, he says, and did not lead to Lisbon becoming a drug tourist destination, which is, again, another scare tactic that the drug warriors will use. Well, you can't be the first city to decriminalize drugs because all the druggies will come there, which...
It does seem reasonable.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that didn't happen.
Right, I am, too.
I was getting ready to plan a vacation, unfortunately.
It was the whole... the whole country probably was helpful in that respect. That's the fact that the whole country instead of just Lisbon.
That's a good point, yeah.
You know, I didn't even hear about this. This has been going on for 5 years. I didn't know this.
Nope, I didn't either until just recently. Walter Kent, spokesperson for the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, says decriminalization in Portugal appears to be working. Wow. You actually got somebody from the Office of Drugs and Crime to admit such a thing? He adds his office is putting more emphasis on improving health outcomes, such as reducing needle-borne infections, but that it doesn't explicitly support decriminalization, he says, because it smacks of legalization. Drug legalization removes all criminal penalties for producing, selling, or using drugs, and no country has tried that. In contrast, decriminalization, as practiced in Portugal, eliminates jail time for drug users, but maintains criminal penalties for dealers. Spain and Italy have also decriminalized personal use of drugs, and Mexico's president has proposed doing the same. Bureaucrat for the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy declined to comment, citing the pending confirmation of their new director, former Seattle Police Chief Gil Karolikowski. The Drug Enforcement Administration and the U.S. Department of State Bureau International Narcotics and Law Enforcement Affairs also declined to comment on the report.
I was hoping they were going to say the former Seattle Police Chief, who was Norm Stamper, who's now a member of LEAP, Law Enforcement Against Prohibition.
That's true. That is Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, heroic group of former law enforcement officers and a handful of current law enforcement officers opposing Prohibition, and they're a great group. Leap.cc is their website. So there you have it, some basic info on how it is that decriminalization of drugs, just personal possession of drugs, has already seen dramatic results in the country of Portugal with far fewer people getting HIV than ever before, and even fewer overdoses. So maybe things are a little bit cleaner on the streets there, Mark. Maybe the last dealers just aren't cutting them as much, or
must be.
Who knows what they're doing. Anyway, more coming up. You can bring up whatever you want.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call can reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. Totally free at freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained to resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, see their banner right at the top of freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. So whether you want to comment on the news about drug decriminalization, it has been proven at this point what we've been claiming all along, and that is that decriminalizing drugs helps keep people safer. And, of course, it drastically reduces the amount of tyranny on the part of the state because you won't be arresting a whole bunch of peaceful people.
Paying to keep them in jail.
Which is really a destructive thing, especially in a down economy. I mean, at any time in any economy, it's a bad idea because every productive drug user that you pull out of the economy, because most drug users are productive people. They're out there working jobs all day long. They come home and then they decide to recreationally use marijuana, for instance, instead of drink some alcohol at nighttime. Except if they get busted, you pull them out of their job. You push put them into a jail cell. Now instead of having them produce something, a product or service in the economy and add to the economy, you now are adding them to the class of the parasite, to where you have to give them 3 hots in a cot
Not to mention that the amount of money that they spend on marijuana could go to feeding their family, providing their kids with better clothes, better learning materials, things like that. So they'd have more money.
Yeah, and the amount of money the police are spending busting marijuana smokers and other coke users, other peaceful drug users, could go to possibly arrest some real criminals, arsonists, vandals, murderers, rapists.
And you talk about the lost productivity. There's a story or a statistic that brings it home for me, and that's the fourth largest city in America is not New York or Chicago or whatever. It's prison. That's how many people are behind bars, and that's how many people the taxpayers out there are being forced to pay for. And then you think about it. You take a city the size of Chicago or New York or L.A., something like that, and put all of those people behind bars, take away anything that they might do productive and have them stamping license plates or doing laundry or whatever. What is being lost in society? What kind of advancements and who knows what is? Are we missing out on because these people are just being forced to sit in cages all day and play cards?
I'd like to point out that prison work is not as arduous as many people might imagine it is.
Is that right?
There's in your average prison, the average prisoner might do 5 or 6 hours of work. Now, I'll admit that I've turned big rocks into little rocks while in prison, but I mostly did it for fun. Like, they gave me a sledgehammer and let me, go to work on this big cement block. But, by and large, prisoners, they have a surplus of labor, and only so much can get done, and only so many inmates can go outside of the fence. Every time some inmate that does go outside of the fence does something stupid, you know how the government is, it's extraordinarily reactionary. So then they take everybody who's, if the guy was a burglar and he decides that he's going to burglarize one of the staff's cars, well, then all the burglars are forced back into the prison for, months or years until they decide, well, I guess we can let these types of burglars back.
Yeah.
So there's very little that can be done outside of the fence. Hmm. And there's just not that much work that can be done inside either, because you can only do so much laundry.
You guys are both making good points about some of the effects of the criminalization of drugs and how it is that it's just hurting the economy, taking people out of the economy, putting them into prison when those folks could be out there providing products and services. And that's all true. But it doesn't touch on the real personal aspects of this. Like, for instance, the fact that you're separating families. I just found out today that my next-door neighbors, my tenants in the duplex that I own in Keene, New Hampshire, had their home raided a month ago. I didn't even know this happened. They told me about it today. For whatever reason, I guess I wasn't around, because I'm sure I would have heard something going down and I would have run out with my video camera and would not have been very pleased with what was going on. But apparently the cops came in and like a dozen cops, the New Hampshire Drug Task Force and Keene Police Department came into this guy's house and were looking for marijuana plants. They allegedly found one and they're charging this guy. I mean, he could be looking at 10 years in prison for a marijuana plant. And that's going to result in him being taken out of his family, his girlfriend or partner and his daughter not going to have a father figure in the home anymore.
Right. And
that's going to make it more difficult for them to pay the rent on time, which means it's going to be more difficult for me to pay those property taxes, which funded the raid in the first place.
Right. And I don't know this. I don't know him personally or anything like that. But, you know, I've talked to them in passing.
He's a peaceful guy.
Yeah. And that's really it. You know, maybe he's not the greatest father figure, I don't know, that in the world, but he's there and he's providing some level of support for his family.
Yeah.
Now his family is, you know, his wife is going to be sort of semi-responsible for giving him money so that he can, you know, buy Zoom Zooms and Wham Whams and Kool-Aid in prison. That makes him a drain on his family, and that much more likely that she's going to be with some other dude when he gets out. So, I mean, really, what do we want here, people? You don't get perfection. Perfection, not an option. You can have either this guy who's, you know, maybe more or less not the greatest father in the world, or you can have a family broken up and, you know, a little girl growing up with some other dude or, you know, the family in poverty or whatever. The best option is keeping that guy at home.
And these families that have a mother or father or maybe even both missing and they end up in foster homes, these are the kids that end up in trouble, that end up mm-hmm. becoming criminals. So they're just making the problem worse, and none of them get it. They busted a crack dealer over by, you know, where I live in the neighborhood, and they ran up on this guy, ran into the back of his car, caused an accident, busted his window, pulled the guy out of the car, and they probably went out and celebrated and had beers and thought, oh, we did a good job.
Yeah.
We took a crack dealer off the street. Well, you know, crack is the bathtub gin of drug prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bad drug, yes, but who's going blind from drinking bottles of gin? Nobody. These guys are creating these problems, and they're patting themselves on the back and thinking, oh, we're doing a good job. We're keeping our community safe.
Do they really think
you're
that?
You're the problem, people.
Do they really think that?
They do.
I can't believe
yes.
that after years of arresting people for various drug possessions.
No, these aren't people, Ian. These are criminals, okay? You don't understand. These aren't people. They're criminals. They
but
break the law. It doesn't matter. They broke the law. The law is the law, and that's it.
But what?
But the average person can't.
They can't see how futile it is?
No, they have goals that they're to meet in their job, and that's all. I mean, look how most people are in their jobs. You know, they're given goals to achieve, and they attempt to achieve those goals.
So they're
completely blind
to the results. They're completely blind to the fact that they keep throwing people in jail.
We talked to them on this show. You've heard them. They don't know. They don't care.
Some of them do know. I don't want to paint them all with the same brush. Some of them know.
We may not be the ones on the show that don't know and don't care. And we've talked to plenty that do.
It may not be the best solution out there, but Ian, I've got my pension to worry about.
Well, that's just it. Even those that do know continue to do the wrong thing. Those that do know that the drug war is not they're not making any progress. They're not stopping drugs. They're not stopping people from using drugs. They just keep arresting people and as though the problem's going to all of a sudden go away, and
it never does. Just doing my job.
More on the way. You bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
I'm Robert Woodstra, CEO of Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for farmers. Whether we're parents, aunts, uncles, or grandparents, when a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We've participated in March for Babies for the past 20 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in the March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx, a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for FedEx. And we are all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents, and we care about babies. And when a baby has to fight for life, we all need to help. For over 30 years, we've been participating in March for Babies, and we will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in, bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those, including the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you want privacy online, you think that people might be snooping through your emails or concerned that somebody might see what's in your emails, you can go to privacyharbor.com. You can get a free account there today. I believe you can send 20 private, guaranteed private email messages per month at privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure. They have bigger accounts, but you have to pay for those. But the 20 per month is free. Privacyharbor.com.
Let's continue here. Take your phone calls about whatever you want. Paul is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paul.
Hi, Ian, Mark, and Sam. How are you doing?
Hey, just super. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, firstly, I agree with you completely about the drug war. I think your points are excellent, and the analogy is perfect with alcohol. You know, if you look at the best way to get rid of Al Capone is to legalize alcohol. The best way to get rid of the gangs is to legalize marijuana
and all of the other drugs.
Exactly, I agree.
Because the gangs aren't going to go away. If you just legalize marijuana, you're not going to do much at all to solve the gang problem. They have to have nothing in which they can traffic. And as long as they can traffic in drugs, and let's not forget other things that gangs like to traffic in, prostitution and guns, for instance. Some of them, I guess, play even in the gambling arena. So anything that's prohibited, gangs will always form around the distribution distribution areas of these products and services. So
including the nicer ones like prescription drugs.
Wait, what do you mean? Well, the doctors? AMA?
AMA.
Yeah, that's true. That's a legal gang, though.
That's a legal gang. They're a little more accepted.
They're a lobbying group. They're not exactly going around cracking their competition over the skulls.
They're doubling the size of their building in Washington, D.C.
But they are having their proxies, the police, essentially prevent anybody from being their competition. So, to some extent, you're correct in what you're saying there, Sam. Paul, your other thoughts?
Well, the other thing I wanted to mention is yesterday you had talked about possibilities for alternative currencies being backed by precious metals in some way. And I think that is certainly a goal that we all need to work, that we all can work towards. And I don't think, although I certainly agree and appreciate efforts like the Liberty Dollar, I think we can also just try to promote trading, you know, barter with precious metals in our everyday lives. You know, if you own a store, you can price things, just price things in ounces. We don't need, you know, a special setup system necessarily to go ahead and try to get out of the Federal Reserve note system.
And there could be a sizable discount or price increase inside of one day with an ounce of silver, though, if you were to price it at, say, spot. I don't know why anyone would particularly get into the arena of spot, because, you know, many of the coins, you have to pay for the minting of them. And so you've sort of got to figure that in. Do you understand how the dilemma there with pricing things in ounces? An ounce of silver is, you know, like an ounce of silver pulled out of the ground as opposed to an ounce of silver minted into a coin. So, you know, what's the coin worth?
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely different coins are worth different amounts, but you could have just, you know, you can take a little bit over spot, I think, in price. Hey, why not price in ounces and then let the price of the Federal Reserve notes change? I just think that, you know, although it may be a good step.
Because your customers won't have the
Wait.
I'll tell you the reason you don't do that is because your customers won't have the foggiest idea what your prices are if you price in ounces of silver. Because the average person doesn't know what that is. And then you require them to come up and ask. And many people are too shy and don't want to do that. And they're going to walk out of your store befuddled.
So maybe
that's
you provide the option for both.
Yeah, I think the option for both is a good idea. And, you know, hey, you know, you don't have to capture each little fluctuation. I'm sure if you're selling a cup of coffee and you end up selling for 50 cents less or more, it's not the end of the world. But, you know, although it may be a good first step, if you're tied into Federal Reserve notes and you're priced in terms of those, you know, it's fundamentally not really completely getting outside the system. It would be nice to see, you know, just trade, or even if not in stores, just trade in your everyday life. You can start trading with your friends. I encourage people to go to local stores. You're probably not going to get very far with chains, but go to local stores and see if they'll just show them some coins and see if maybe they'll take silver instead of dollars for, you know, your pizza or something.
It never hurts to ask, and you never know. You might find somebody that really likes the idea of having some value to do business with, to some real silver, real gold, and actually have that in their cash register. Of course, they can't take it to the bank account, which is a trouble for a lot of business owners. And so, it's not an easy road to hoe here. I mean, this is a very difficult and complicated process to essentially switch from the U.S. dollar, which has been so integrated in society, to some sort of alternative, and I think that anything that we can do to take steps in the right direction is a good idea.
I think longer term what we'll actually see is some sort of representative receipt-based currency that's out there that's really fiat, that's not, you know, coins that are gold and silver, but would be a kind of a representation of a set amount of product or service or good provided by a number of different companies operating in the marketplace, and maybe one sort of overall company that you go to and you say, okay, I import bananas from South America, so I want to make, you know, one of your units of currency equal to X number of bananas that people can come in and redeem. And by trading in and out of this currency with bananas or whatever your service, a car wash, you putting, instead of, you know, using tokens at the laundromat or whatever, that way you have kind of a barter system still in place where the currency can be traded for individual goods and services amongst many different companies in the marketplace, but yet it's still a common note that people can recognize and get a sense of the value for.
I think it's a neat idea, but again, you're talking about having some kind of go-between these different entities,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And somebody's going to need to step forward with
that. Yeah, it's going to be a long time before that develops, but I think
I like the Liberty Dollar, personally.
I don't. I mean, the way that they do it, They're tying it into the U.S. dollar, and that's the problem.
Well, they're not tying it into the U.S. dollar. The Liberty dollar, an ounce of silver has changed in the amount of time that I've been, cognizant of Liberty Dollar. It's changed from, you know, a $10 piece to a $20 piece to a $50
why
piece
do they
back
change
to a $20 piece.
Why do they do that?
Well, because dollars are worth crap. That's why.
No, I thought it was because the value of silver keeps changing against,
sure,
measured against the dollar. So they're
the dollar is supposed to be silver. So if the amount of silver is changing against the dollar, it's because the dollar is crap, not silver. Silver's still worth the same thing.
Right, but if they're changing their currency, it means their currency is not tied to silver. Their currency is tied to the dollar.
No, they're not. They're changing their currency because their currency is an ounce of silver, and then the dollar keeps on changing around it. So
what would it matter?
It's one of the faults to the Liberty dollar.
Changes.
It's worth. That's what it's worth. I mean, it's a problem. But I mean, you are dealing with a world where the dollar is the world reserve currency.
The reason why, and Paul, any other thoughts here?
No, I guess that's it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude.
Thank you.
The reason why, as a longtime fan of the Liberty dollar and a Liberty dollar associate, the reason why they have a dollar value on the front of the Liberty dollar, whether it's 10, 20, or 50, or whatever the dollar has. I think it's 20 at this point in time.
Yes.
So that's their base, right? That's their base value of the currency. And so they essentially say, this ounce of silver is worth $20 because we say so. Now, it's actually worth whatever you can trade it for, right? And in reality, right, in the marketplace, it's worth whatever you get in return for it. But they put that number on there for the purposes of helping people see it as money, essentially, helping them make that transition in their mind from U.S. dollars to silver to get people asking questions. The Liberty dollar is an alternative currency, but it's also an educational tool. And that's one of the main reasons why Bernard put it out there is not to have people, you know, hoard a bunch of it and keep it in a safe somewhere, but to have it circulating so people can see it and go to the Liberty Dollar website and learn about what real money is. I think ideally, I mean, we don't have Bernard on the phone to talk about this tonight, but I think ideally he would probably like to see a transition to a true denominated in ounces based currency. It's just that I think that he's chosen this particular path for his currency because it just made the most sense as far as introducing new people to the ideas of real money.
Okay, I can see the value in that.
800-259-9231. That said, it is very cumbersome to remint and remint a bunch of Liberty dollars every time that
sure is.
The amount changes, so that's why I stopped doing that. I figure it's an ounce of silver, I'll just negotiate if I have to. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of feeling like you can't keep up with, let alone fight, the never-ending increases in government power? How do we, in one step, eliminate all these abuses and prevent them from returning again? The answer is simple. We must control the money. If it weren't for the Federal Reserve System and the so-called income tax, our government could have never become what it is today. Elite financier Rothschild arrogantly admitted, "Permit me to issue and control the money of a nation, and I care not who makes its laws." That statement says it all. If others control the money, we cannot limit government growth or power. Under our current monetary system, we are slaves to the financial elite. Take the time to learn how this corrupt system works. Purchase a copy of Dishonest Money today. Learn the system, fight it, and abolish the one scam that funds all the rest. Dishonest Money. Available at Amazon or DishonestMoney.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the PacLite. The PacLite is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My PacLite has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The PacLite comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $1,299. It's time for you to be prepared with a PacLite. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today toll-free at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world, and that having a clogged colon is good for you, that being overweight is absolutely healthy, that there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air, and last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money and reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board with the program and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get on board and get perks like the Amp Only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. amp.freetalklive.com. And you know, we've talked before about how the AMP program has sends us to the radio conventions each year. We're going to Talkers Magazine's convention this year. We used to go to the R&R conventions, but I just
Radio
and
Records.
Yeah, Radio and Records. I just got tired of them because they were like political blab fest. Not so much industry discussion, just more a bunch of talk show hosts talking about their viewpoint. And so I'm no longer going to the Radio and Records ones, but we really have we had some great results. Even though we're not going now, I just talked to a program director today that I met at one of those events. Prior to him being a program director, he was just there attending with a different program director. Now he is a program director out in California. Happened to talk to him today.
It's a tiny incestuous world, this radio business.
And, of course, he remembered meeting me.
Unfortunately, we're even tinier and more incestuous because it's just you and I here. And the incestuous part probably doesn't work. But, we don't get out and meet the rest of the talk show industry. We don't hire and fire like they do. You know, people bebopping between markets and stations and all that stuff. So
we're a pretty stable show, actually.
Yeah, we're entirely stable. We've got the same two hosts since we've been syndicated since 2004, and we bring some people in, but they don't have anything to do with the radio business, so we have to get out to conventions like this if we want to rub a few elbows.
But you weren't at this particular convention, Mark. It was last year. It was Radio and Records, and Julia came with me and went down to D.C. for it, which is yet another reason why I don't want to go. But we met this young guy who was really excited about Free Talk Live. He worked at our affiliate WTKG in Grand Rapids and was working with the program director up there as an assistant or something like that. Now he's out in California as a program director in that same company at a station. I don't remember what city it was, but he's out in California. I talked to him today, and of course he remembered me from the conference. We had a nice 25-minute long chat, and he's not in California, he's in Arizona. I do remember where. But looks like we're going to get on his station as a result of that. So, again, all of this is possible because of listeners like you getting behind the show and contributing to Free Talk Live and helping us get on these stations. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You're making a difference, and it's only $3 a month. We continue with your phone calls. Dave is listening to WAIS in Athens, Ohio. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. Long time no talk to.
Hey, man, Dave.
Yeah, I saw you guys on the internet, and
you did.
I had a weird dream that I got to meet you.
Yeah? Where did you see us on the internet?
The dreams of the internet.
Yeah, I mean, I looked it up under libertarian talk shows.
Oh, great! And we came up pretty quick then.
Yeah.
Very good, sir.
Yeah. So I got to see what you guys look like.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm a good-looking one, huh?
Why are you sorry about that?
I don't know. I always like to joke that we have faces for radio.
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself.
Right. So, Dave, is that all you had for us tonight?
I just wanted to say hi.
Thanks, Dave. Always good hearing from you. Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with a different Dave. This one is in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yo, death to the king, power to the people, man. Dave ain't here. Hey, I got two things, the currency and the drug war. But first, I had to lay down $8 for a pack of cigarettes and a cup of coffee.
Man. Oh, wow.
Something's wrong. We ain't in Kansas no more, man.
No.
But currency, they're going to get us on to cyber currency, digital currency, so they could keep an eye on every single cent that you spend and make so that they get their tax and you ain't making no illicit money.
I don't doubt they would like that very
much. It's coming with this World Bank they're setting up right now, man. And the drug war will never end because it is the financier of all the corruption that the governments are up to. They finance covert wars, they buy weapons, they break countries. That's why our guys are guarding the opium over there in Afghanistan. That's why they're taking over all the smuggling routes.
Yep, we've
read
stories.
That's why they're sending the army down over there to Mexico right now, and they're going to say that we got to give our guns up because the Mexican drug guys got guns, so we better not have guns or some crazy stuff like that. These guys got to be drug out into the street, tarred and feathered, man. We can't take
the politicians?
Yeah. The ones making up these laws. The war on terror is a farce. It's only for cowards and sheep. We all know the only war on terror is our freedoms. It's crazy, man.
But, Dave, if we drag them out into the streets and tar and feather them, we're only going to get the same thing when the guys come in to replace them.
Well, then, we'll have to, I don't know. We have to vote them out. Vote them the hell out or something.
Well, the answer, I think, is really to educate people and get them to understand what a joke all of this really is and how ineffective it is and the harm that it causes, kind of like we were talking about in the earlier segments.
In 5 months, our president spent $12.6 billion.
He's not my president.
Trillion or so. Now they're talking derivatives. They're talking quadrillion, 1.8 quadrillion.
I don't even know what that means.
Pretty soon we're going to be paying $80 for a cup of coffee and a pack of cigarettes.
Not too long. You're right, Dave. Thank you for the call tonight.
90% of it will be taxes.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe it'll be not bucks, but 80 world creds.
Creds.
Yeah.
But if a cup of coffee cost 80 world creds, wouldn't we all be millionaires then? That'd be great.
Yay! Hey, here's a little story for you. Speaking of voting them out, Harry Stonebreaker, according to, this is the Associated Press, was reelected mayor of Winfield on Tuesday, about a month after his death. Ballots had already been printed and absentee voting had already begun when Stonebreaker died of a heart attack at age 69 on March 11th. He won easily in Tuesday's general election with 206 votes, or 90%. Alderman Bernie Panther got the other 23 votes. Lincoln County Clerk said she wasn't surprised, noting Stonebreaker was a popular mayor who helped lead the community of 1500 through the devastating 2008 flood when a levee breach caused by a burrowing muskrat left about 100 homes with damage.
I love that Yuckerdoville, USA here got flooded by a muskrat.
She said,
"You know, I saw this on Freedom's Phoenix, and in fact, 85% of the people voted no, and 14% voted for the mayor, and 1% voted for the other guy.
There was a no option.
No, they just didn't go and vote.
I see what you mean.
You know, so I mean, it really just goes to show that even the people that are participating on a local level don't know what the hell they're talking about.
I can see the old ladies going into the polling box. Stonebreaker. I remember hearing something about him in the news. Oh, I'll vote for him.
Wait a minute, guys. Don't you think it was possible that the voters went in and they just said, "Wow, this guy's dead. Let's vote him into office because he'll be better than this living guy." I mean, isn't it possible?
No.
I would vote for a dead guy. Now, then that would be the reason I would vote for the dead guy, because I'd rather have a rotting corpse sitting in there doing nothing than having these bureaucrats making new rules.
So the question is, what are they going to do about it?
Well, the election did recall Missouri's 2000 Senate race, where Democrat Mel Carnahan died in a plane crash just weeks before the election. Remember that one where he defeated John Ashcroft in the election? Ashcroft actually was lost to a rotting corpse. Luck said aldermen will appoint a mayor who will serve until the next municipal election, when a special election will select a mayor for the remaining term. So they're going to appoint one of their buddies.
Spend more money.
So, yeah, it doesn't actually end up doing anything when you vote for the dead guy, but nonetheless, it's a fun story, and I think one worthy of pointing out. Will voting change this situation? I don't really believe it will. I'd like to believe that it will, and maybe it will. Maybe the political activists here in New Hampshire will manage to prove me wrong on that and really show me that the political process still has some viability left as far as achieving freedom.
To me, it's the only thing that makes any sense. I mean, what else is going to happen?
I don't know, Mark. That's a good question.
You know, that's because you know, I understand the frustration with the political process, but the civil disobedience, peaceful anarchist process is step one: make lots of noise for liberty. Step three: enjoy peaceful anarchy. Step two: real damn hazy.
Step two is show people that this stuff doesn't work and get them to stop believing and buying into this system.
That's a tricky. It's all very tricky. Hopefully, we'll get there sooner rather than later.
And one's faster than the other?
All I know is if we get enough activists together in the same place, we'll figure out what step
two is. I concur with that.
More coming up. Whatever it is, I just want it to happen soon. All right, it's Free Talk Live. Hour two's coming up. You bring up anything?
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it, everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
The IRS is skimming the wealth of the American people for the Wall Street bankers. Taxpayers are being raked over the coals and forced to pay for bailout after bailout. First we went after the Fed, now we're going after the Internal Revenue Service. On April 15th, the Republic strikes back. Every zip code, every post office, nationwide, one purpose: show me the law. Visit showmethelaw.org and sign up today to get involved. Action groups are forming now at restorerepublic.net. Join us in this national grassroots action to end the federal income tax. On April 15th, the Republic...